The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
السلام عليك يا نبي
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا
Dear viewers of Madri channel, welcome to Path to Success Special Eid Transmission. All the viewers of Madani Channel, all the Ashkan-e Rasool, Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak. Alhamdulillah, straight after the blessed month of Ramadan, the month full of mercies, forgiveness, blessing. This is a gift from Allah Almighty. How to celebrate Eid? What is Eid? So inshallah, today Abu Muballighin will explain about the Eid al-Fitr, how we should spend our Eid as well. First of all, Eid Mubarak to Bilal bhai, mashallah. Eid Mubarak to Mubashir bhai, Eid Mubarak Waseem bhai, Eid Mubarak hamare Mubeen Madani, mashallah. This is also a beauty of Islam, alhamdulillah, to give the Mubarak bath as well, to show the happiness as well in the boundary of Sharia as well. And the today's segment is question of the day. So let's start with the question of the day, please.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
What is the name of the first caliph of Islam? We'll have a kalam and inshallah different segments as well. We'll start with the blessing of Durood-e Paak. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the person closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who would have recited Durood-e Paak in abundance in this world. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, we'll start with beautiful kalam and then uske baad kuch inko Eid pe kuch serve karte taake pata chale kuch Eid yahan par bhi hai inshallah.
صلی علی نبینا صلی علی محمد صلی علی نبینا صلی علی محمد ہم بھی مدینے جائیں گے آج نہیں تو کل سہی ہم بھی مدینے جائیں گے آج نہیں تو کل Girl. کے مدینہ چوم کر نعت نبی سنائیں گے، نعت نبی سنائیں گے۔ آج نہیں تو کل سنگی صلی علی نبینا، صلی علی محمد، میرے تم خواب میں آؤ، میرے تم خواب میں آؤ، میرے گھر روشنی ہوگی، میرے تم خواب میں آؤ، میرے گھر روشنی ہوگی، میری قسمت جگا جاؤ، میری قسمت جگا جاؤ، میری قسمت جگا جاؤ، عنایت یہ بری ہوگی، قسمت میری چمکائیے چمکائیے آقا، مجھ کو بھی در پاک پہ بلوائیے آقا، میرے تم خواب میں آؤ، میرے گھر روشنی ہوگی، میری قسمت جگا جاؤ، میری قسمت جگا جاؤ، عنایت یہ بری ہوگی، مدینے مجھ کو آنا فرقت مٹانا ہے، مدینے مجھ کو آنا ہے غم فرقت مٹانا ہے، کعبہ قائے مدینے در پہ میری حاضری ہوگی، مدینے قافلے جاتے ہیں میں بھی جاؤں گا، حضور کتنے ہی جاتے ہیں میں بھی جاؤں گا، شہنشاہ مدینہ دو طرف نے کا کرینا دو، عنایت ہو کہ جو عشق و بری ہوگی، میرے تم خواب میں آؤ، میرے گھر روشنی ہوگی، بنا لو خزانے میں تمہارے کیا کمی، پیارے نبی ہوگی، خزانے میں تمہارے کیا کمی، پیارے نبی ہوگی، غمِ دوری رلاتا یاد آتا ہے، تسلی رکھ اے دیوانے، تسلی رکھ اے دیوانے، تیری بھی حاضری ہوگی تسلی رکھ اے دیوانے تیری بھی حاضری ہوگی مجھے گردید ہو جائے تو میری عید ہو جائے مجھے گردید ہو جائے تو میری عید ہو جائے تیرا دیدار جب ہوگا مجھے حاصل خوشی ہوگی تیرا دیدار جب ہوگا مجھے حاصل خوشی ہوگی میرے تم خواب میں آؤ میرے گھر روشنی ہوگی الٰہی گنبد خضرا کے سائے میں شہادت دے میری لاش قدموں میں نہ جانے کب پری ہوگی میری لاش قدموں میں نہ جانے کب پری ہوگی میرے مرقد میں جب عطار وہ تشریف لائیں گے میرے مرقد میں جب عطار وہ تشریف لائیں گے لبوں پر نعت شاہ انبیاء اس دم سجی ہوگی لبوں پر نعت شاہ انبیاء اس دم سجی ہوگی میرے تم خواب میں آؤ میرے گھر روشنی ہوگی میری قسمت جگا جاؤ عنایت یہ بری ہوگی
سبحان اللہ ماشاء اللہ ول اسٹارٹ ود بلال بھائی ماشاء اللہ بلال بھائی فرسٹ آف آل عید مبارک ٹو یو اینڈ ہوپ یو ہیڈ اے گڈ سلیپ ایز ویل واٹ واز دا روٹین
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم جی الحمد للہ باپو ماشاء اللہ دا منتھ رمضان کیم ود دس بلیسنگز ماشاء اللہ اینڈ آئی پرے دی اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی فرسٹ آف آل ایکسیپٹس آور عبادات اینڈ دوز ایکٹس آف اوبیڈینس دیٹ وی پرفارمڈ ان دا سیکرڈ منتھ آف رمضان اینڈ مے اللہ المائٹی فرگیو اینی مسٹیکس اینی شارٹ کمنگز دیٹ وی مے ہیو ہیڈ تقبل اللہ منا و منکم اینڈ سیکنڈلی الحمد للہ عید از ویری ویری اسپیشل اوکیژن آئی بلیو ان اسلام ایز ویل بٹ جسٹ پرسنلی آئی فیل یو نو اٹ از اینڈ اٹ ڈز فیل لائک اے ڈے آف ہیپینس اے ڈے آف سیلیبریشن دا الحمد للہ اللہ المائٹی گرانٹڈ اس دا توفیق ٹو اسپینڈ دا منتھ آف رمضان اینڈ ٹو یوٹیلائز آور ٹائم ویل اینڈ دین ٹو تھینک اللہ ود دس ان آور ہارٹ اینڈ مائنڈ دا الحمد للہ وی وینٹ اینڈ وی آفرڈ یو نو صلاۃ العید دین یو نو گیونگ آور صدقۃ الفطر یو نو میٹنگ فیملی میٹنگ بردرز اینڈ آور ریلیٹیوز الحمد للہ مے اللہ بلیس دیم آل سو الحمد للہ اٹس بین ریئلی گڈ اینڈ آئی فرسٹ آئی لائک ٹو سے دیٹ یو نو اے ہیوج عید مبارک ٹو ایوری بڈی ہو از واچنگ ایز ویل اینڈ مے اللہ المائٹی گرانٹ اس مینی مور ایئرز وی کین ایکسپیرینس دا سیکرڈ منتھ آف رمضان دین ہیو دا ہیپینس آف عید ایز ویل
ماشاء اللہ وسیم بھائی ہاؤ واز یور عید
فرسٹ آف آل عید مبارک ٹو یو شاہ صاحب ماشاء اللہ عید واز امیزنگ ماشاء اللہ عید از بیوٹیفل اینڈ آئی وڈ جسٹ لائک ٹو اسٹارٹ ہیئر بائی انڈورسنگ دا پوائنٹس دیٹ بلال بھائی مینشن دیٹ نو ڈاؤٹ دس بیوٹیفل منتھ آف رمضان کیم And before we know it, it is all there. But Allah Azza wa Jal accept all the worship that we try to do. And I would like to also take this opportunity to thank you as well, mashallah, that approximately 29, 30 days daily, we used to come a couple of times a week, if that, but mashallah, daily, on a daily basis, mashallah, you blessed us with many, many Madani pearls, mashallah, allowed many people to spend this month of Ramadan in a better way, I would say, mashallah. So mashallah, jazakallah shasab for that as well. The Eid is beautiful, alhamdulillah, obviously caught up on the sleep, tried to at least, and then caught up on the food as well. So it's beautiful, mashallah, alhamdulillah.
Eid, to any places?
So alhamdulillah, the graveyard and then family's homes as well, mashallah. So it's beautiful. Mashallah. And I think, mashallah, Dawat Islami, for us at least, it's changed the whole scenario that first it used to be, you know, wake up, go and pray the final Jamaat. But in today's day and age, at this moment in time, we have to be there before the first Jamaat, getting everything ready. And alhamdulillah, getting the things ready. But alhamdulillah, it's a blessing, mashallah. And then seeing everybody happy, it makes person happy as well, mashallah.
Stop playing, mashallah.
Alhamdulillah, mashallah. Well. Even though you have 3-4 hours sleep, meaning that the night before, getting everything ready, 3-4 hours sleep. But waking up, that you know you're going to go and do the hidmat of people as well, help them into the masjid, out the masjid and everything, inshallah. This guy's own blessing, alhamdulillah.
We don't heard much about this, the last blessed night, the Laylatul Jaiza, the night of gift. The blessed night, very, very blessed night. Alhamdulillah, millions and millions Muslim for giving just on the last night as well. But alhamdulillah, because of this beautiful environment, the Dawat Islami, because of this blessing of Madani channel, many people, they spend the last night in worshipping Allah Almighty as well. Before he was just out, that's as soon as the car finished, we see many people, they run away outside the masjid and just outside the world. But the thing is, what Madani channel make the mindset, Amir Ahle Sunnah, even that night is very crucial, so stay in the masjid as well, increase your worship, that even on the Eid day as well. So, mashallah, my Saad Walsall, Mubashir bhai, how was your Eid?
Eid Mubarak to you, Bapu.
Jazakallah,
alhamdulillah, it's sad that Ramadan has left us, but obviously it's Eid today. So, we went to see family, alhamdulillah, we ate food with family, all the blessings.
It feels weird, you know, when you eat food on the day of Eid, you're like, am I fasting, am I not fasting? You're in the habit. But alhamdulillah, mashallah.
Yes, it's a day of eating, but remember, not the day of overeating. There's a two different thing. We overeat and then start feeling sick. So, you know, because you have a 30 days, it takes time to aapka stomach ko bhi used to hona padega. Aap ek saath agar ekdam itni exercise karte, then you feel tired, phir collapse ho jate hain. So, isliye yes, is a day of eat, but not overeat. Mashallah, Mubin bhai. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Eid Mubarak. Tusanu Eid Mubarak.
Khair Mubarak. Tuhanu Mubarak. Sare Mubarak. Alhamdulillah, Eid, mashallah. Mazedar Eid on Deeds.
Allah khush rakhe sabko, Eid ki khushiyan ata farma, inshallah. Bilal bhai, aap se start karte hain. Yes, alhamdulillah. Ramadan has gone. May Allah accept all the ibadat. The first ashra was full of mercy. The second, forgiveness. The third one, freedom from hell. Now, the last night as well, a very crucial night, a very blessed night as well. The night Laylatul Jaiza. Now today is the Eid day. And then you can say that suddenly everything has changed now.
Allah.
The life definitely has changed. Our schedule is different in Ramadan and after Ramadan is different.
Yeah.
How we should spend our life. And what lesson we should take from the Ramadan, what we alhamdulillah, we done the ibadat, we done many things in Ramadan, we learned many lessons from that, we made many intentions as well.
Allah.
But suddenly, after, as soon as the moon sighted, the intention gone as well. So, uske liye kya karna hai, hona kya chahiye, aur ho kya raha hai?
Subhanallah. Sayyid Sahab, alhamdulillah, you know, Ramadan came and it really gave us such a blueprint on how a Muslim should live his life. And not only a blueprint, but it also practically showed us, you know, through our own life, we're able to observe that how a Muslim should actually spend his life. And Ramadan's purpose of coming to us is so that we attain the nearness of Allah Almighty. We attain this taqwa. And this is the goal. The goal is that Ramadan was at that time that we develop those skills and those abilities to worship Allah, to balance the life, you know, work or school or college, university, or even the home, if you're looking after the home. This Islam and Ramadan just gave us a blueprint on how we should take this and apply it to the rest of our life. It's not that we are Ramadan Muslims or that Islam is Ramadan. No, Rather, Ramadan is the catalyst. Ramadan is the means to further push us in towards the obedience of Allah. To rather spend our life in that manner where Allah Almighty has told us and Allah Almighty has commanded us. So, Sayyid Sahab, this sacred month of Ramadan and now the day of Eid, okay, we need to make sure first and foremost that those intentions that we made within ourselves, or we were in a group of brothers or sisters in a group of sisters and they were making these intentions, now we need to bring those intentions onto pen and paper and into our lives. The first intention we should have had is that we are going to be punctual and disciplined with our time as well as with our obligations. Remember that our life, it's made up of different phases. We have work, you know, we have children, we have our family life, okay? We have the social aspect. But then we also have an aspect as being a Muslim in terms of your worship. And Ramadan showed us that we can balance both, that we can look after both. Many people, you know, I know a few people who actually had Ramadan off. And, you know, I spoke to them as well. And, you know, even a person's diet changes. But that diet change, you know, for the most people who do it practically and who take that benefit and who use the diet correctly, they will find that that was actually better. That the Ramadan diet is not something just for Ramadan, but it should be continued further. Hmm. For example, what do we have in the sacred month of Ramadan? We eat dates in odd numbers. A person should try to do that from time to time if his health allows him to, and you know, if doctors as well have given the go-ahead, he should consume a number of dates as well. Likewise, water intake. We see at the time of Sahri, at the time of Iftar, you know, the water is, especially the amount we take in, alhamdulillah. And that is that amount of water we should also be doing outside the month of Ramadan. Similarly, we have fruit. And the aspect of fruit should also be something that we need to continue on afterwards as well. What I would say in a nutshell is, you know, those whole foods that we have. We have fruits, we have even, for example, alhamdulillah, we have, you know, nuts and stuff like this. These are things we need to bring within our life. You might be thinking, this is an Islamic program. We're talking about food. This is what Islam is, though. Islam is an entire, corpus of your life that it tells you on how to be. A Muslim should be healthy, and a Muslim will only be, Sayyid Sahab, I believe, a Muslim will only be, you know, disciplined within his ibadat as well, if all of these things are in check. If your diet is in check, if your water intake is in check, as well as your time management. And Ramadan, alhamdulillah, came to give us that. So, you know, the concept of after Ramadan and Eid, we need to kind of be truthful with ourselves. And the best way, I would say, is to affiliate yourself and to be with a group of brothers, with an organization, alhamdulillah, like Da'wat Islami, that we are able to continue this and this passion that we have to learn how to recite the Quran, or the passion that we developed, you know, in the i'tikaf, rectifying our prayers, how to worship Allah Almighty, learning more about our deen just generally. Alhamdulillah, I believe many, you know, classes and seminars took place within the masajid of Da'wat Islami, alhamdulillah, where they were taught about aqeedah and the beliefs of a Muslim. And those things, you know, ask the mu'takifin that those are things that probably they didn't know before. And now they have come and they, you know, a person just wants to learn more and more. So I would humbly request and urge everybody to affiliate yourself with Da'wat Islam. Because from time to time, you will find that you will have different courses being taken place. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan has passed us by. We can't stop it. It's Ramadan, you know, it's on its course. And the people who are intelligent, who are wise, will take advantage of that time in the month of Ramadan. But now, the month of Shawwal, the months of Hajj are now starting. The months of Hajj, Shawwal, Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, they are known as the months of Hajj. So now, we need to develop ourselves for this as well. For example, you know, for Umrah, for Hajj. So alhamdulillah, the Islami from time to time holds these classes as well. So I would humbly request everybody, you know, wherever you may be located, to find and get, inshallah, contact information of the local Faizani Medina branch within your area, within your country. And get in contact with the responsible Islamic brothers and try your best to, you know, learn more about your deen. Alhamdulillah, the way Da'wat Islami, around throughout the year, we have the weekly gatherings of Da'wat Islami. So try to be a part of them as well. We have 3-day Madani Qafila in the way of Allah Almighty. Try your best to partake in this for the Islamic brothers. The Islamic sisters have their own separate, you know, 8 Madani Qam that they have. So likewise, the point I want to say is, the best way to take advantage of Ramadan, you know, all the effort that we did in Ramadan, is to now have a plan set for our life after Ramadan. And for this, we will have to, inshallah, adopt the company of those people who are also like-minded. If we go back to the same group, who we were with before Ramadan, then there's going to be no benefit. Why? Because, you know, you're just going to fall into those bad habits. So try your best to associate yourself and be with those brothers, alhamdulillah of Da'wat Islami, who will further, you know, develop you in this path. And you will realize that, alhamdulillah, the deen is a balance. This deen that we have, this religion, is a balance. It is not anything too extreme nor too lenient. The ibadat that we have are clear. You know, there's nothing new. But what we need to do is make sure that those worships are being performed correctly. And we're giving time to our family as well. We're giving time to our relatives. And likewise, we're giving time to our children. Because this is the most important thing, Sayyid Saab. Our attachment to the deen. Our attachment to the Qur'an Paak. Our attachment that we had in Ramadan. You know, subhanAllah, look at you just observing the state of the people. How attached we were to the Holy Qur'an in the month of Ramadan. But now Ramadan has gone. You know, did we recite Surah Yasin in the morning today? At night, after Salatul Maghrib, did we recite Surah Mulk? Where we had the routine in the month of Ramadan. Where we were reciting chapters of the Qur'an in the morning. And I believe, say, this is a secret. I like to tell people as well. If you want blessings in your life, I learned this, is that if you read the Qur'an early morning, your whole day, it goes differently. Allah places blessings in everything you do. Those tasks which are stuck in your life, those matters which you feel like it's not going anywhere. Begin to recite the Qur'an correctly in the morning. I would say after Salatul Fajr, if you can do it at the Tahajjud time as well. This is the blessed time. Take advantage of this. Ramadan showed us that we can wake up for Fajr. We can rather wake up for Tahajjud. The Sahri time is the time before Fajr time starts. So that's the Tahajjud time, right? So this time take advantage of. So try your best to develop this habit. You know, set alarms if you have to, but take advantage of the morning. And just like at night time, take advantage of the night, but I would suggest for the majority of the population, try to use your night in rest. You know why? Because today the huge problem in our society at large, you know, just from my observation, people can correct me, you know, if I'm wrong, but I think a huge number of people, they spend their nights awake. And then they destroy the opportunity to acquire the blessings in the morning. A person should try to go sleep early. Why? To wake up in the morning and to take advantage of that morning time. So that thing that we had in Ramadan, remember, I'm not saying something alien. Everybody knows what I'm talking about because we experience it in Ramadan. That same feeling now, we need to continue that practice outside of Ramadan. And inshallah, you're going to find that you're becoming more successful in your worldly matters, religious matters as well. When you're disciplined with your time and when you take advantage of the early morning, there is nobody who can stop you. Seriously, say it. It's such an advantage. It's such a cheat code that we need to try and bring, inshallah. Try to develop that. Take advantage of the morning time, the early morning, and go sleep on time, inshallah. Reading all your prayers, you know, and reading, offering all the prayers, keeping Qur'an Paak within your life as well, and try to learn something more about your deen. And I feel like, inshallah, in this way, and alhamdulillah, without Islam, you can learn more as well. You know, watching different programs on Madani channel, this will increase your knowledge as well. Attending Jamiatul Madina, Madrasatul Madina Balighan, these classes and courses that you can attend, alhamdulillah, and even to be honest now, Faizan Online Academy is that beautiful ASP and Department of Da'wat Islami. Wherever you may be in the world, you can get in contact with the Brothers of Da'wat Islami and set up classes, you know, 30 minutes to an hour and learn for half an hour every single day regarding the Fard Ulum, matters of the deen that you have to learn. And I would suggest that also people try to take advantage of this as well. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the ability to be, you know, strict as well with ourselves. Because now our enemy is out. He was caged, he was locked up, he was shackled. Now he's let out. If I was to say, if someone to say to you that your enemy is, the person is out to get you, you would say, where is he? I need to know him. What are his tricks? What are his plans? Shaitan's first trick for the people is that on the night of Eid, get them to commit sins. And unfortunately, we do see a number of people do this. But there are many people who are abstained from this. But we need to get this. Then on the day of Eid as well, what happens during our Eid? You know, what are we doing? Shaitan is trying his best for that entire month that we had away from him, that we were getting closer to Allah. He's going to try and compensate for that now in these few days. So these few days that we're going to go through right now, my dear respectable brothers and viewers of Madani channel, try your best to be vigilant. The shaitan is out to get us. And remember, the thief comes to that place and location where there is wealth, where there is an opportunity to take wealth. You have the wealth of faith, we have the wealth of iman. Shaitan is going to come and attack us. So you have to be ready. And inshallah, later on in the program, I'm going to speak about this a bit more in detail. Because shaitan, he is our enemy. And we need to be ready for him and we need to know that, you know, he is going to be out to get us. How peaceful was it in Ramadan? Subhanallah, in the month of Ramadan, I felt so much sukoon, and I believe the Muslim Ummah felt it as well. Mm-hmm. That, you know, the waswasi, the shaitan, alhamdulillah, you know, we were protected. But now the shaitan has come, we need to put in protection as well. Hmm. And inshallah, I pray that Allah Almighty grants us istiqamat in that those habits that we had in Ramadan and continue them outside the month of Ramadan as well.
MashaAllah, Bilal bhai ne bade tafseel ke saath explain kiya ke what is the right way. And no doubt Allah has blessed this ummah, especially more blessing in the early morning time. Most of the time we see the people sleeping on that time. And that time if they ask, forgiveness, even they ask the risk, Allah Almighty bless them. The time to search the risk and search for this great name of Allah Almighty, but that time as well, people in negligence. They're still sleeping long hours in the day and they say, yaar, maza nahi aa raha, barkat nahi aa rahi hai, to barkat ke time pe aap so rahe hoge, to barkat kahan se aayegi? Barkat ko naam rakhne se barkat thodi aa jayegi. Okay, his name is barkat, oh, put his name is barkat hai. Barkat bhai rakhe to usse thodi barkat aa jayegi. Barkat to un kaamon se aayegi jo ke Allah Pak ne farmaya. As soon as moon sighted, two things happened, Wasim bhai. One, Ramzan end. So it's a sad situation. But the second thing is Eid, the time to rejoice. Yes, it's the time for happiness. But if you look at the Islam, how beautiful is this? Every time there is a happy occasion, we celebrate it by increasing the worship of Allah. If you look at Jummah, Sayyidul Ayyam, extra khutbah, extra two rakat. When the nikah happened, you say extra khutbah. Just why? So thanks Allah Almighty. Same in Eid day as well. Is that time for happiness, time to rejoice, extra worship of Allah Almighty. This is how we should spend our Eid and spend our life as well. Whenever any happy occasion, thanks Allah Almighty. Yes, eat, enjoy, but within the boundary of Islam. The way Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala mentioned, he mentioned beautifully, Wasim bhai, the day you don't commit a sin is an Eid. Every day will become an Eid day for you if you don't commit a sin. This is a very easy scenario. You want to enjoy the happiness of Eid, then don't commit the sin. Inshallah, Allah put more barakah, inshallah.
MashaAllah, Chassab, you know, in the month of Ramadan, we heard one thing on a regular basis from people. The brother, it's the month of Ramadan. I can't do this, it's the month of Ramadan. Watch this, no, I can't watch this, it's the month of Ramadan. You know, people normally, when they sit with friends or people that might be away from the deen, they might say, oh, do this particular action. But what is it? It's the month of Ramadan. I can't do it. Mazal, even they might say, we'll do an Eid thing. But my humble request to all the viewers on Madani channel is, look, throughout the month, like Bilal bhai and Shah Sahab mentioned as well, that we abstain from sins. We protected ourselves from many, many, many sins, alhamdulillah. And I think one of the most important thing to mention here is that, alhamdulillah, we prove to ourselves that we can develop many good habits. Many people that never open the Quran the whole year, they open in the month of Ramadan. I just mentioned this example a couple of days ago. There was one solicitor, Bilal bhai, from Birmingham. This person, people say that we're working so many hours. Remember, a solicitor is working 9 to 5, but then there's a lot of pre-work before the cases as well. And he says that in the month of Ramadan, I finished 5 Quran Park. And you know what he was upset about? You know what he was literally upset about? He goes, my intention was 6, but I only managed to finish 5. So still, he was, even though he finished 5, he was still saying that I only managed to finish 5 and not 6. So it's a humble request, alhamdulillah. Allah gave us this opportunity to gain closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal. Our main enemy, like Bilal bhai mentioned, he was locked up. Literally was locked up. And unfortunately, as soon as he came last night, we've seen many, many scenes, unfortunately. So it's a humble request that you don't want to be bowled out on the first ball, literally. And unfortunately, many people have. This was an opportunity for you to get practice to fight against your nafs, to fight against shaitan, to fight against these evil desires. So it's a humble request. Look, you proved yourself. You can read your 5 daily namaz. Not only read your 5 daily namaz, you can read the extra 20 rakat as well. Then you prove to yourself that you can increase your recitation of Durood-e Pak and various other dhikrs as well. Then you also prove to yourself that you can fast in the month of Ramadan for many, many hours. So alhamdulillah, we proved this to ourselves. You know, at times people say, what's your proof for this? What's your proof for that? First of all, this is our proof to ourselves that we proved it to ourselves that alhamdulillah, we can do the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. We can go to visit the house of Allah Azza wa Jal. We can spend time in the house of Allah Azza wa Jal. We can stay away from social media. So all these things have been proven. So now it's a humble request that where we've done all this, now the real testing time, in other words, is now. And unfortunately, many people, they are bowled out. But it's a humble request, like Bilal bhai mentioned the beautiful point, like-minded people. those that have this passion to fight against shaitan. Remember, Dawat-e-Islami has a beautiful slogan, Shaitan ke hilaf jung, meaning war against shaitan. Now is the opportunity to put this into practice, inshallah, azawajal. So it's a humble request, inshallah, spend this time. And one way that I would humbly request to all the viewers of Madani channel is remind yourself of Madani channel like Amir al-Sunnat does. What does Amir al-Sunnat do? Obviously, Amir al-Sunnat is Madina. He goes to the next level. He writes it on his walls, Ramadan. But how could we remind ourselves of Ramadan? First of all, that masjid, that Sunni masjid where you used to read your five daily namaz, your Taraweeh Salah, visit it on a daily basis. When you go there, you'll remind yourself that Ramadan. Then second of all, at least once a day, open the Quran. Whether it's two pages, whether it's five pages, it's not a matter of fact like we mentioned in the month of Ramadan, that okay, today I have a passion to read three spare, and second day you'll feel lazy. So keep it something that you can remain consistent, inshallah. You don't want to put too much upon yourself. Then the other humble request I have for you, mashallah, like you mentioned, Allah blesses us with so much blessings, alhamdulillah. And one of the blessings, alhamdulillah, is that we have fasted for 1 month, but now we can gain the opportunity to get the reward of fasting for the whole year. How is this possible? It's mentioned in a hadith that whoever fasts for any six fast of Shawwal, inshallah, he will gain the reward of a whole year's fasting, inshallah. Literally six. You've done 30 days. 30 days are done. Six more days, inshallah, azawajal, all you have to do. And this is up to you. Any day, Saturday and Sunday, do it if it's easy for you, if you're working. Six more days in the month of Shawwal, and inshallah, you'll gain the reward throughout the whole year, inshallah. And the final humble request I have before we go to Ustaz Sahab is good company. It's something that is very, very important. Those that unfortunately were on the roads last night, what's the main reason they were on the roads? It's because they had bad company. This is proven to Ustaz Sahab. Those that had the wrong company, they ended up on the roads. And like you beautifully mentioned, those that had the good company, they spend the night in the house of Allah. And we've seen this literally. I was a witness to this last night that the masjid that we were in, Fizani Medina, literally right to the back, the masjid was packed out. For Salatul Isha, it was literally, Eid we have to go, but Salatul Isha, alhamdulillah, the masjid was rammed, alhamdulillah, azawajal. Why is this? This is the awareness that Dawat-e-Islami is given. And this proves to us as well, if you have good company, they will drag you towards good. And if you have bad company, whatever, however holy you might be, they will drag you towards bad. So alhamdulillah, one point that I would like to mention here is good company across the world, inshallah, whichever country you're watching in, the ishtimat of Dawat-e-Islami will be taking place. My humble request, and mashallah, many brothers in the Itikaf made this intention last night, to start with at least 12 ishtimat. 12 weeks, 1.5, literally, Shasa, we work 37 hours a week. Then you look at the travel time, half an hour going, half an hour coming back, over 45 hours. Only 1.5 hour per week, attend your weekly ishtima on a Thursday, and for sisters, it happens on a Sunday as well. Attend these gatherings, and this will continue to remind you. Shasa, you know, we need one thing on a regular basis. What is that one thing? A knock on the heart. knock all the time. What is this? This is not the physical knock. This is the knock where you hear something that encourages you to do good deeds, inshallah. And for this, inshallah, we need to adopt good company. One of the excellent ones that you guys are doing at this moment in time is Madani channel. Alhamdulillah, mashallah, like we've heard from Shah Sahib Bilal Bhai, and we're going to be hearing from the other Mubalighin. But also, we need physical good company. So it's my humble request to you is that wherever your local Istima of Dawat-e-Islami is taking place, at least 12 gatherings, make an intention today that you will attend. And as we're talking about good, Madani Muzakara, inshallah. We've seen, I was talking to someone today from Hyderabad, and he was mentioning that I went to do itikaf with Dawat-e-Islam. He goes, it was mind-blowing in Karachi. And mashallah, this is that personality that, alhamdulillah, every day in the month of Ramadan, twice a day. So it's my humble request to you, inshallah, every Saturday, this Madani Muzakara starts. Literally, make an intention now. Next 12 Saturdays, inshallah, we will watch this. And Amir al-Sunnat, we will change your life, inshallah.
Mashallah. Mashallah, beautiful Madani call from Wasim bhai. Mubin bhai, kya aap farmana chahte hain?
Ji waqi shah ji, main isi gal nu continue karanga ki sohbat jehdi na badi aham cheez hai. Sohbat achhi hove te banda achhe kaam karda hai, buri hove te burai di taraf leke jayegi. Ki as-sohbatu mu'sira, sohbat jehdi na oh ik asar rakhdi. Sohbat de hawale naal Quran Pak de andar vi farmaya gaya ki jis time qiyamah da din hoega te banda us time eh tamanna karega ki ya wailata laitani lam attakhidh fulanan khalila. وہ کہے گا ہائے میری بربادی اے کاش کہ میں نے فلان کو دوست نہ بنایا ہوتا لقد ادلنی عن الذکر بعد اذ جاءنی وکان الشیطان للانسان خذولا کہ بے شک اس نے میرے پاس نصیحت آ جانے کے بعد مجھے اس سے بہکا دیا، اور شیطان انسان کو مصیبت کے وقت بے مدد چھوڑ دینے والا ہے۔ جس بعد اندر بندہ جڑا نا اپنے دوست دین دے ہوندا ہے، انہیں سانو ویکھنا ہے کہ اسی کینو دوست بنایا۔ ہن اعتکاف دے اندر بیٹھے دس دن، ٹھیک ہے، بعض نے مہینہ اعتکاف کیتا، ماہ رمضان مسجد اندر گزاریا۔ اگر ماہ رمضان تو بعد دوبارہ وہی پرانے دوست انہاں دی صحبت چلے گئے، تے شاید پھر یہ ساری جڑی روحانیت ملی سی جڑی اسی کوشش کیتی سی، ہو سکدا ہے انہوں برقرار نہ رکھ سکیے۔ تے اے دا حل ہی ہے جڑے دو تین ماشاء اللہ وسیم بھائی نے ارشاد فرمائے کہ ایک تے 12 دفعہ تقریباً نیت کرے کہ 12 اجتماع دے اندر شریک ہونا ہے مدنی مذاکرہ بھی، اے دے علاوہ اے نیت کرے کہ ہر مہینے انشاءاللہ 3 دن دے مدنی قافلے سفر کرنا، زیادہ کرے تو ماشاءاللہ، ورنہ کم از کم 3 دن دا قافلہ ہے۔ اے تو اپنے یعنی پکی نیت کر لیں کہ اگلا پورا سال جڑا نا میں ہر مہینے 3 دن قافلے سفر کروں گا، تو انشاءاللہ اے ذریعے بھی امید ہے کہ انشاءاللہ وہ اپنے آپ کو بچانے سے کامیاب ہو جائے گا۔ تو دوسری گل یہ ہے کہ دعوت اسلامی دے مدنی ماحول دے نال بالکل اٹیچ ہو جائیں، اور ڈیلی بیس جتھے اگر مدرسہ بالغان دی کلاس ہوندی کم از کم اوتھے ادھا گھنٹہ تسی دے لو بالغان دے اندر قرآن پاک سیکھ لو۔ کہ رمضان دا مقصد کی سی؟ لعلکم تتقون، کہ یو مے اٹین پائٹی، کہ تاکہ آپ متقی بن جائیں، تقوی حاصل کریں، یو مے بیکم رائچس۔ تو اے مقصد سی رمضان دا، تو اے مقصد اچیو کرن دا طریقہ یہی ہے کہ بندہ اپنے آپ نوں اچھی صحبت دے وچ رکھے، ورنہ اج دے دور وچ اس پور فتن دور دے اندر اے بہت ہی زیادہ مشکل ہے کہ بندہ اپنے آپ نوں فتنیاں توں بچا لے۔ تو بچان دا ایک ہی واحد حل ہے کہ اچھی صحبت، اچھی صحبت اے وے کہ مسجد دے اندر ہوندا رہے، 5 نمازاں اتھے پڑھے، اور اگر کوئی جاب وغیرہ کرتا ہے تو کم از کم ویکلی بیس اجتماع دے اندر بھی آوے، منتھلی بیس تے مدنی کافلے جو سفر کرتا رہے، تو انشاءاللہ امید ہے کہ روحانی جڑی برقرار رہے گی۔ تو یہ فضیلت
ماشاءاللہ ماشاءاللہ۔ چلے جی، ہمارے پاس ایک زبردست گفتگو ہو رہی تھی، لیکن ایک پیکج بھی لینا ہے، اور وہ کنیز فاطمہ کیا میسیج دے رہی ہیں، لیٹس واچ دا پیکج۔
کنیز فاطمہ اچھی بچی ہے، سچی ہے، سب کے کام یہ آتی ہے،
واہ بھائی،
اچھی باتیں سکھاتی ہے،
واہ،
چھوٹی منہ سے بات بڑی یہ اکثر کر جاتی ہے، کتنی اچھی بچی ہے،
بہت اچھی ہے،
بات میں یہ سچی ہے،
کوئی غلط کرتا ہے کچھ تو یہ اسے سمجھاتی ہے،
کنیز فاطمہ کنیز فاطمہ اچھی بچی، کنیز فاطمہ۔
اب آپ کے سامنے اسپیچ کے لیے تشریف لا رہی ہیں کلاس 3 سیکشن بی سے رائکا۔
یا اللہ پاک، آج تو ہی مدد فرما، کیسے ہوگا یہ سب؟
دیکھو دیکھو بریرہ، دیکھو رائکا گھر گھبرا رہی ہے۔
ہاں ہاں، یہ تو بہت گھبرائی ہوئی لگ رہی ہے۔
مزہ تو تب آئے جب اسے مائک پہ بولنا بھی نہیں آئے گا۔
اریبا بریرہ، بری بات ہے یہ، ایک تو رائکا پہلے ہی گھبرائی ہوئی ہے، اور آپ لوگ اسے دیکھ دیکھ کر ہنس رہی ہیں، اس چیز سے رائکا کا کانفیڈنس لوز ہوگا، اور آپ سب کے سامنے ان کا دل دکھا رہی ہیں۔ ہمارے پیارے اور آخری نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا، جس نے کسی مسلمان کو تکلیف دی اس نے مجھے تکلیف دی۔
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم۔
رائکا کیا ہوا؟ سب خیریت تو ہے؟
رائکا کیا ہوا؟
سب خیریت تو ہے؟ رائکا کیا ہوا؟
آبی سب خیریت تو ہے؟ آپ ڈری بھی کیوں ہیں؟
آبی خواب ہی ایسا تھا۔
ایسا کیا دیکھ لیا؟ بھائی مجھے تو اتنا پتا ہے، جو چیز ہم سارا دن سوچتے رہتے ہیں
خواب میں وہی چیز آ سکتی ہے،
اس سے پریشان نہیں ہونا چاہیے، بس نیک خواب ہو تو۔ پیارے آقا صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم ارشاد فرماتے ہیں، ہمیں اس پر خوش ہونا چاہیے، اور اگر خواب برا ہو تو اس کے شر سے اللہ پاک کی پناہ مانگنی چاہیے۔
آپ کی بات تو بس ایسی ہی ہے۔ اسکول میں ایک پروگرام ہونے جا رہا ہے جس میں نے اسپیچ کرنی ہے، اور خواب میں مجھ سے اسپیچ کی ہی نہیں جا رہی تھی۔
رائکا اسپیچ کرنے کے لیے کانفیڈنس ہی تو چاہیے، اور آپ کے اندر تو بہت کانفیڈنس ہے، پھر آپ کیوں پریشان ہو رہی ہیں؟ چلیں آپ سو جائیں، صبح اس پر بات کرتے ہیں۔
ٹھیک ہے۔
रायका
आयतुल कुर्सी पढ़ ले, इंशाल्लाह नींद आ जाएगी।
अल्लाहु ला इलाहा इल्ला हुवल हय्युल कय्यूम ला तख़ुज़ुहु सिनतुन वला नौम लहू मा फिस समावाति वमा फिल अर्द من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يعوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم
रायका आ जाए नाश्ते के लिए।
जी अभी आई।
ओपु दो दिन बाद।
सबसे पहले तो खाना खाते वक्त लुकमा सही से चबा कर खाते हैं, फिर बात करते हैं, और जब तक पहला लुकमा खत्म ना हो जाए दूसरा लुकमा नहीं बनाना चाहिए।
आप ही दो दिन बाद स्कूल में मेरी स्पीच है।
अच्छा,
मुझे तो बहुत डर लग रहा है, पता नहीं मैं कैसे कर पाऊंगी।
रायका, डरने की कोई बात नहीं, बस जिस चीज के बारे में आपने स्पीच करनी है वो आपको बिल्कुल याद होनी चाहिए।
स्पीच याद कैसे होगी?
बार बार प्रैक्टिस करने से। और रायका, सबसे बड़ी बात ये है कि आपको अल्लाह पाक पर तवक्कुल यानी एतमाद और भरोसा होना चाहिए, क्योंकि जब आप अल्लाह पाक पर एतमाद करते हैं तो कभी नहीं हारते। अल्लाह पाक इरशाद फरमाता है, फ़ाइदा अज़मता फ़तवक्कल अल्लाह। फिर जब किसी बात का पक्का इरादा कर लो तो अल्लाह पर भरोसा करो, और जब अल्लाह पर भरोसा कर लो तो अल्लाह पाक इरशाद फरमाता है,
वमन यतवक्कल अल्लाही फहुवा हस्बू।
और जो अल्लाह पर भरोसा करे तो वो उसे काफी है। और उसके बाद आप अपने ऊपर ट्रस्ट करें कि ये सब कुछ आपके बाएं हाथ का खेल है, और अगर कहीं पर गलती हो भी जाएगी तो भी परेशान होने की जरूरत नहीं है, बस आपने अपना कॉन्फिडेंस बाहर रखना है।
इंशाल्लाह अभी।
ये ले रायका, इस पर मैंने आपका पसंदीदा बटर और जैम लगा दिया है, ये खाकर आपके अंदर एनर्जी आ जाएगी।
ये जज़ाकल्लाह अभी।
बस अब नाश्ते के फौरन बाद प्रैक्टिस शुरू कर दें।
ये
हमारे कैरेक्टर में सबसे अहम चीज ये है कि हम सॉफ्ट स्पोकन हो, क्योंकि नरम मिजाजी के बारे में प्यारे आका सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि व आलिहि वसल्लम ने इरशाद फरमाया, अल्लाह पाक हर मामले में नरमी को ही पसंद फरमाता है।
उठे, अब मेरी बारी है।
अभी तो मैंने झूला ही कहा है।
रायका अपी, इन्हें उठाए ना।
अभी तो मैं झूले ही कहा हूँ। आप ही आ गई है, इन्हीं से फैसला करवा ले।
बहुत खूब रायका, अल्लाह पाक आपकी मेहनत को कभी जाया नहीं फरमाएगा।
आमीन।
रायका, मैं आपके लिए दूध लाई हूँ।
और आपको पता है प्यारे आका सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वाले वसल्लम को भी दूध बहुत पसंद था।
जज़ाकल्लाह अभी।
आपको दूध पीने के बाद की दुआ आती है?
जी, अल्लाहुम्मा बारिक लना फीहि वज़िदना मिनहु।
शाबाश, माशाल्लाह।
हमारे कैरेक्टर में सबसे अहम चीज ये है कि हम सॉफ्ट स्पोकन हो, हम में से हर बच्चे को नरम मिजाज हो जाना चाहिए।
माशाल्लाह माशाल्लाह, आप थक गई होंगी, ये ले जूस पी लें।
जज़ाकल्लाह अभी।
हमारे आज के स्पीच कंपटीशन के प्रोग्राम का बकायदा आगाज हुआ चाहता है, और आज का स्पीच कंपटीशन जो विन करेगा उसको हमारी जानिब से बहुत ही खूबसूरत गिफ्ट दिया जाएगा, और रनर अप के लिए भी प्यारा सा तोहफा है, और ऑडियंस के लिए भी।
अरे भाई, यहाँ मैंने बैठना था।
क्यों, कुर्सी पे आपका नाम लिखा है क्या?
समझा करो अरीबा, मेरी स्पीच भी है तो मुझे सामने बैठना होगा।
अरीबा, समझदार और अच्छे बच्चे जिद नहीं करते, यहाँ रायका को बैठने दें क्योंकि उनकी स्पीच भी है। अरीबा, ये कितनी बुरी बात है, रायका को गहरी चोट लग जाती तो।
आपी, ये किसी और कुर्सी पे भी तो बैठ सकती है।
आपको ऐसा नहीं करना चाहिए। हमारे प्यारे और आखिरी नबी सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वाले वसल्लम ने इरशाद फरमाया, कामिल मुसलमान वो है जिसकी जबान और हाथ से दूसरे मुसलमान महफूज रहे। चलें अब फौरन रायका से माफ़ी मांग लें।
सॉरी रायका।
अब आपके सामने स्पीच के लिए तशरीफ ला रही हैं क्लास 3 सेक्शन बी से रायका।
आप ही, मैं अभी भी नर्वस हो रही हूँ।
रायका हौसला रखें और ये दुआ पढ़ लें, रब्बी यस्सिर वला तुअस्सिर वतम्मिम लना बिल खैर।
रब्बी यस्सिर वला तुअस्सिर वतम्मिम लना बिल खैर।
ये लें जूस भी पी लें, इससे भी आपको एनर्जी मिलेगी।
बिस्मिल्लाहिर्रहमानिर्रहीम। यहाँ बैठी तमाम बच्चियों को मेरी तरफ से अस्सलामु अलैकुम व रहमतुल्लाहि व बरकातुहू।
वालेकुम अस्सलाम व रहमतुल्लाहि व बरकातुहू।
मेरी आज की स्पीच का टॉपिक है नरमी और सबर। हम में से हर बच्चे को नरम मिजाज होना चाहिए, क्योंकि प्यारे आका सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि व आलिहि वसल्लम ने इरशाद फरमाया, अल्लाह पाक हर मामले में नरमी को ही पसंद फरमाता है।
वाह भाई माशाल्लाह, क्या खूबसूरत अंदाज है।
जी जी
अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह रब्बिल आलमीन। हमारा आज का प्रोग्राम इख्तिताम को पहुंचा और आप में से हर एक को बेचैनी से इंतजार होगा आज के विनर का। और हमारी आज की विनर जिन्होंने बहुत अच्छी स्पीच की है वो हैं रायका।
सुभानअल्लाह,
ये मैं फर्स्ट आ गई।
जबरदस्त,
वाओ।
माशाल्लाह माशाल्लाह, ब्यूटीफुल ब्यूटीफुल पॉइंट्स मेंशन बाय कनीज फातिमा। मेनी थिंग्स कैन बी लर्न एज वेल, स्पेशली ऑन दीज कार्टून्स, स्पेशली फॉर योर जो घर के अंदर बच्चे हैं उनके लिए बहुत कुछ इसके अंदर होता है। बहरहाल जो हमारा आज का क्वेश्चन ऑफ द डे, एक दफ़ा दोबारा चलाइएगा उसको प्लीज़। व्हाट इज़ द नेम ऑफ द फर्स्ट कैलिफ ऑफ इस्लाम? What is the name of the first caliph of Islam? एक और हमारा segment है guess the action.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
MashaAllah. चले जी, welcome back for our segment guess the action. Wasim bhai with Mubashir bhai inshaAllah and Bilal bhai with Mubin bhai. So if Bilal bhai can open it inshaAllah. एंड बस अपने मुबीन भाई कुफले मदीना लगा देंगे थोड़ी देर के लिए। जल्दी से एक दिखा दें क्या है। ठीक है जी, वो ताकत दिखा रहे हैं बॉडी।
कब्र, ओके, रूह जाती है।
वाह जी वाह, क्या बात है।
किबला, मैयत का मुंह किबले की तरफ। जन्नतुल बकी मुआला।
अल्लाह माशाल्लाह, क्या बात है। सर ऐसे कैसे पहुंच गया? माशाल्लाह वाज डिफिकल्ट। माशाल्लाह बिलाल भाई जिंदाबाद। जन्नतुल माला, अल्लाह अकबर, ब्लेस कब्रिस्तान इन मक्कतुल मुकर्रमा। पहले जी इंशाल्लाह वसीम भाई करेंगे, मुबशिर भाई कुफले मदीना लगा लें। जी दो होंगे ना, एक निकाल रखा। ओके ठीक है, चलें जी मुबशिर भाई।
मदीना मदीना का मन सेल्फ सेल्फ अकाउंटेबिलिटी
साइड जो भी है थोड़ी बोला, जो लिखा हुआ बोलेगा। आप इशारे करते जाएं।
फाइस डीड्स
जी, फाइस डीड्स चलें जी।
माशाल्लाह
सुभान अल्लाह सल्लु अला हबीब सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम। अल्लाह ठीक है जी।
अल्लाह 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 sleeping passed away graveyard
इसमें इशारे रोकते नहीं, इशारे करते ना, बोलता रहे जितना बोल आप, आपको थोड़ी बोलना होता है, वो तो इन्होंने बोलना होता है, ये बोल नहीं रहे, आप इशारे नहीं कर रहे हैं, दोनों ही कुछ नहीं कर रहे तो कहाँ से पहुँचेंगे। ये बोलते रहे कहीं ना कहीं तो क्लिप होगा ना।
ठीक है, सो ग्रेवयार्ड पासिंग हुई, नमाज जनाजा
सर, फूड
फूड नियाज इसाले सवाब
जी।
टू वर्ड्स ओके, टू वर्ड्स नो जस्ट टू ओके।
नहीं पहुँच रहे जी, क्या करते, इशारे ही देने बंद कर दिए तो कहाँ से पहुँचेंगे, पहले गिव अप कर दिया उन्होंने यार, मुश्किल कहाँ से था, इतना मुश्किल थोड़ी था जी। हेवन एंड हेल, टू रास्ते बता रहे थे, टू वेज वन दिस एंड वन दिस, लेकिन पहले उधर पहुँचाते तो ये उधर पहुँचते हैं कहीं ना कहीं, चले उन इशारों की तरफ। अल्लाह महफूज फरमाए जहन्नम से, तो जाना जन्नत में ही इंशाल्लाह, जन्नत वाले काम इंशाल्लाह करने चाहिए जी। अशर भाई जी ठीक
मक्का इसी मक्का शरीफ है, काबा तवाफ उमरा
लिप्स नहीं लाने जी, okay, लिपसिंग नहीं होती,
अदरवाइज तो सफा मरवा
जी।
माशाल्लाह सही सफा मरवा सुभान अल्लाह
सल्लु अला हबीब सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला मुहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि जी। बिलाल भाई नेक्स्ट राउंड ठीक है जी।
टू वर्ड्स ओके, दो चीजें हैं कोई,
अल्लाह अकबर,
इनका ताल्लुक मरने के बाद है या मरने से पहले, बिफोर ओके, गुंबद कब्र ग्रेव मज़ार शरीफ हजरत यस शेख हैं करीम हैं। अच्छा वन ऑफ देम ठीक है, दूसरे वाले फारूक आज़म रदी अल्लाह
सुभान अल्लाह सेकंड खलीफतुल मुस्लिमीन फारूक आज़म रदी अल्लाह तआला नो माशाल्लाह। ये होता है जी, आप पहले गिव अप कर देते, इशारे ही नहीं करते तो फिर
जो एक्सपर्ट है स्टिल राइट, स्टिल राइट सेकंड
जी, सेकंड खलीफा
लेकिन ही सेड द नेम इन
जी जी फारूक आजम अभी सेकंड खलीफा इन्होंने बताया
नाम भी बताना
सेकंड जो थे ये सेकंड खलीफा बोला है
ही डज नो हिमसेल्फ अगेन
नहीं ऐसे वैसे थोड़ी बता दो जी फरमाए
क्या है
ठीक हाँ तो आपको थोड़ी दिखाना है आपने करना
नहीं नहीं पता चले ना
मक्का काबा तवाफ मस्जिद हरम काबा तवाफ हज काबा तवाफ قبلہ. کعبہ.
اب تین چار دفعہ کہہ چکے انہوں نے آپ کو منع کر دیا پھر آپ وہی بول رہے ہیں تو وہ تو ہو ہی نہیں سکتا نا جب بول رہے ہیں.
نوافل
ماشاء اللہ ماشاء اللہ جی ان شاء اللہ وی ول پرفارم نوافل. It's a special place over there. Special name for that place. پہلے ہی گھبرا گئے بیچارے سے.
ود ان دا وائٹ تھنگ اور دا وائٹ
اللہ اکبر. چلے جی ان کو نام یاد نہیں آئے گا.
جی جی آئی تھنک یو نو
مطاف
مطاف دیٹس دی آنسر.
نام بولتے رہیں گے نا تو کہیں نہ کہیں کلک ہوگا اور خاموش ہو جائیں گے تو کبھی بھی نہیں پہنچیں گے. یہ باری ہے.
نماز نیچ وچ نماز عید نماز نماز فضان مدینہ فضان مدینہ فضان مدینہ سٹیچفرڈ فضان مدینہ گوئنگ ٹو دا مسجد ری نماز فضان مدینہ and masjid
sir mohin bhai uske baad yun karte na to ghabra jaate hain kya to uske aage kuch aur jagah ka naam hoga
I'm not sure fazan medina masjid just masjid
no
fazan medina masjid okay
theek ho gaya na
dobara bole kya nahi aap kuch nahi bolenge روکنا تھوڑی گاڑی دیکھا آگے پیچھے جا رہی ہے آپ لوگ کچھ نہیں بولیں گے یہ ڈسکوالیفائی ہو جائے گا آپ نے جب تک ہم کنفرم نہیں کریں گے مجلس جی کیا آپ کے جب
فضان مدینہ مسجد
فضان مدینہ مسجد جی صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم جی مبشر بھائی یہ مسجد کے آگے پیچھے گھوم رہے تھے جی
سبحان
ان کو نہیں پتا ہوا خود پتا ہے نا تو اشارہ کریں ان شاء اللہ. مجھے نہیں دیکھیں ادھر دیکھیں
وسیم بھائی
ڈونٹ سے اینی تھنگ جسٹ سائن لینگویج
کلاؤڈ ریننگ
یہ پہلے ہی ہتھیار ڈال دیتے ہیں سوری کوشش ہی نہیں ہوتی تو پھر کہاں سے پہنچے گی
یو جسٹ ڈیڈ دس سو از اٹ سم تھنگ ٹو ڈو ود رین اور کلاؤڈز
بلال بھائی کو دے دیں انشاءاللہ بلال بھائی کر لیں گے یہ میرے کنفیوز ہو رہے ہیں ہمارے فرسٹ
ٹائم انشاءاللہ نیکسٹ فیو ٹائمز وی ایکسپیکٹڈ
گھر پہ پریکٹس کرنی چاہیے
ہاؤس اچھا طواف Yes. Or the name
specific
with the rain comes
rain comes
did
rain comes
rahmat
mashallah mashallah pani aata hai barish ka
did
rain rain to be
no the kaaba you know the mez something rahmat
yes 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 mizab e rahmat mashallah sallu ala al habib sallallahu taala ala muhammad صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ماشاء اللہ حضور جزاک اللہ بیوٹیفل کوشش. لیکن دیکھیں یہ چیزیں یہ پتہ ہی کس وجہ سے, ریممبر اباؤٹ دوز پیپل ہو کین ناٹ اسپیک,
اللہ
ریمبر ہاؤ ڈیفیکلٹ فار دیم ٹو ایکسپلین واٹ دے نیڈ. سو دس واز ون آف دا ڈپارٹمنٹ آف دعوت اسلامی ایز ویل از سائن لینگویج, دے ڈو مینی کورسز. سو الحمد للہ ان اجتماعات اینڈ یو سی ایون آن مدنی چینل دے شو دیٹ ہاؤ دے کین کیا کہتے ہیں انڈرسٹینڈنگ ایچ ادر. وہ آتے ہیں ان کو بھی تو نیکی کی دعوت دینی ہے نا, ان کا بھی تو کوئی ہمدرد ہونا چاہیے. سو وی شوڈ ہیو ایٹ لیسٹ اتنا تھوڑے سے ہمارے سائن لینگویج ہوں کہ ہم ان کی بات سمجھ بھی سکیں اور ان کی بات کو سمجھا بھی سکیں. That's the main purpose for
this. See, sir, just on this point, alhamdulillah, I was speaking before about Faizan Online Academy. There's actually a course, sign language course.
Sure.
Seriously, I've had a look as well, and a person can do this as well. And I feel like, you know, this is an amazing initiative if we can, you know, if people can, you know, take on this course, and inshallah, learn this as well for the benefit of other people and as like you mentioned, you know, khair hahi, to help people as well.
The call chala diyega, please.
منصور رضا عطاری, الحاج سید فضیل شاہ صاحب اور دیگر مبلغین و مدنی چینل کے ناظرین کو عید الفطر کی بہت بہت مبارک ہو.
جزاک اللہ منصور بھائی, آپ کو بھی بہت بہت مبارک ہو. نیکسٹ ون پلیز.
محمد قدرت رضا عطاری, ماشاء اللہ شاہ صاحب, عید مبارک ٹو یو اینڈ آل دا پینل. کین یو ریسائٹ, پلیز کین یو ریسائٹ نعت شریف, اینی نعت یو لائک.
نعت خان ریسائٹ اور میر ریسائٹ, چلے انشاءاللہ کرتے ہیں انشاءاللہ. قدرت بھائی, قدرت بھائی نے بولا ہے تو پھر بنا, چلے دیکھ لے رہے ہیں. جی حضور کوئی کلام سنا دیں انشاءاللہ.
صلی اللہ علیہ حبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی
محمد
صلی اللہ علیہ یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا حبیب اللہ, چمک تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے, چمک تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے, میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے, میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے, برستا نہیں دیکھ کر رب رے رحمت, برستا نہیں دیکھ کر رب رے رحمت, بدوں پر بھی برسا دے برسانے والے, بدوں پر بھی برسا دے برسانے والے, مدینے کے خطے خدا تجھ کو رکھے, مدینے کے خطے مدینے کے خطے خدا تجھ کو رکھے, مدینے کے خطے خدا تجھ کو رکھے, غریب و فقیروں کے ٹھہرانے والے, غریب و فقیروں کے ٹھہرانے والے, تو زندہ ہے واللہ, 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 میرے چشمے عالم سے چھپ جانے والے, میرے چشمے عالم
عالم سے چھپ جانے والے میں مجرم ہوں آقا مجھے ساتھ لے لو میں مجرم ہوں آقا مجھے ساتھ لے لو میں مجرم ہوں آقا میں مجرم ہوں آقا مجھے ساتھ لے لو کے رستے میں ہے جا بجا تھانے والے کے رستے میں ہے جا بجا تھانے والے چمک تجھ سے پاتے گئے سب پانے والے حرم کی زمین اور قدم رکھ کے چلنا حرم کی زمین اور قدم رکھ کے چلنا حرم کی زمین اور قدم رکھ کے چلنا ارے سر کا موقع ہے او جانے والے ارے سر کا موقع ہے او جانے والے ارے سر کا موقع ہے او جانے والے چمک تجھ سے تیغے سب پانے والے رہے گا یوں گی ان کا چرچا رہے گا ان کا چرچا رہے گا پرے خاک ہو جائے جل جانے والے پرے خاک ہو جائے جل جانے والے پرے خاک ہو جائے جل جانے والے رضا نفس و دشمن ہے دم نانا تم نے دیکھے ہیں چند رانے والے کہا تم نے دیکھے ہیں چند رانے والے چمک تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے میرا چمکا دے چمکانے والے
ماشاءاللہ صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم وی ہیو اے سیگمنٹ ون ایڈوائس چلیں جی بلال بھائی سے لیتے ہیں کیا ایڈوائس
ماشاءاللہ سید صاحب دی ایڈوائس ٹوڈے از ٹو لک آفٹر اور نیبرز اینڈ الحمدللہ اٹس ایکسٹریملی ریلیونٹ اس ویل بیکاز ان دی سیکرڈ منتھ اف رمضان Alhamdulillah, from time to time, different households, neighboring households would give food to each other for iftar. But it's not only for the month of Ramadan. Try our best whenever we see them, give them salam, try to help them and, you know, just converse with them and just to see how everything is as well. The Deen of Islam has mentioned many rights for the neighbors. That you're to not, in simple terms, not to cause them any harm, to not do anything that is going to disturb them. And try your best to also keep them in your du'as as well, pray for them. And if you hear that any of their loved ones or if they are unwell, then to go and visit them as well. So my humble advice here for myself and everyone is that in sacred month of Ramadan that we learned so much, another thing that we can also look after and continue after Ramadan is to look after our neighbors and to also be the practical of what Islam says. in terms of the rights of the neighbors. I believe there is also a discussion in this regard, you know, in the books regarding how much rights that have been mentioned for the neighbors, how much the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching the Muslims regarding to have a cohesive society. An Islamic society is one that looks after his neighbors. You do not leave any rubbish, don't cause any harm to them. You know, unfortunately today, you see in different areas, but try your best in your own area according to your ability to make ease for everybody, for all the Muslims, and especially the neighbors, because they also have a right over you.
Allahu Akbar.
It's mentioned in narrations that there are several times in a year when the deceased, they come to their homes and they ask for one thing. What is that one thing? That one thing is Eid al-Swab. There's several types, like I mentioned. One is Thursday, one is also on the days of Eid as well. So this is an opportunity, yes, that we do celebrate Eid, but we should not forget them. We should make dua for them. We should do Eid al-Swab for them, inshallah. But I think another important point to mention here is that some people, like, for example, now someone's passed away several months ago. Now, I'm not going to celebrate Eid now because she passed away a couple of months ago. Remember, this is something that is not allowed. Islam gives you a couple of days for the mourning process. Yeah. But that doesn't mean now that you stop celebrating or anything like that as well. So remember, Eid al-Swab is something that we should do on a regular basis, inshallah. Try at least once a day, inshallah, to do the du'as for those people that have passed away, inshallah.
Inshallah.
You work in Shadi, یہاں تک کہ آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے فرمایا کہ جبرائیل علیہ السلام مینوں پڑوسیاں دی حوالے نال وصیت کر دے رہے یہاں تک کہ مینوں اے گمان ہویا کہ شاید انہاں نوں وراثت وچ حق دینا پئے گا حقدار بن جان گے
ماشاءاللہ اب امی ہانی ہادیہ رفیع فرام بریڈفورڈ وی ہیو ریسیو یور آنسر دی فیو ادرز اس ویل فرام کیتلی واجد حسین وی ریسیو فیو ڈرائنگ دیکھ لیتے ہیں انشاءاللہ بچوں نے کوئی ڈرائنگز بھیجی چلائیے گا جو ڈرائنگز ہیں سیف اللہ بٹی
ماشاء اللہ
فرام گلاسگو ماشاء اللہ جی نیکسٹ ون پلیز اگین جی کیا بات ہے جی صرف سیف اللہ بھائی چھائے ہوئے ہمارے جزاک اللہ بیٹا ماشاء اللہ اگین بیوٹیفل میسیج عید مبارک
ماشاء
اللہ چلے جی
ویری کلرفل
چلے جی نیکسٹ ون پلیز حارس بٹی اپی عید مبارک چلے جی ہیپی عید مبارک آپ کو بھی ہیپی عید مبارک یہ بھی گلاسگو سے 8 ایئرز اولڈ ہیں حارث بٹی ماشاء اللہ جی جی ان کے بھائی لگ رہے ہیں ڈرائنگ سے نہیں لگ رہے نام سے لگ رہے ہیں ماشاء اللہ جزاک اللہ جزاک اللہ چلیں جی انشاءاللہ قدرت بھائی نے بولا ہم ایک شعر سنا دیتے ہیں انشاءاللہ صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم امیر علیہ سنت دامت برکاتہ العالیہ کا بڑا پیارا کلام ہے
میں جو یوں مدینے جاتا میں جو یوں مدینے جاتا تو کچھ اور بات ہوتی کبھی لوٹ کر نہ آتا کبھی لوٹ کر نہ آتا تو کچھ
MashaAllah, last message kya dena chahte hain Bilal bhai?
SubhanAllah, Eid, a day of happiness, and everyone inshallah make sure that you know, we'll keep our celebration within the boundaries of the Sharia. And those habits that we had in Ramadan, my message is that may Allah allow us to maintain those habits outside of the month of Ramadan. The way we were cautious as well, I mean, I hope people are cautious. I myself was, at least I try to give that message as well. You know, be cautious about our diet, our sleep, then our work as well. You know, sometimes people love to become absorbed in work where they take on a lot, but then they are not looking after the rights of those people who are, you know, it's necessary to look after, like your family, maybe your parents, maybe grandparents, okay? So this is a personal message for myself, more so, but like if people like to take it as well, they can. That try your best to, you know, find that balance in your life. In terms of, you know, how much work you're doing for the deen, how much work and how much rights you're fulfilling for your family as well. The month of Ramadan has taught us a lot, and I would take one of the best things I take from the month of Ramadan is, you know, how strong a Muslim is. How strong we actually are when we have when we're so focused. Yeah. When our mindset is so focused. Look at it, Sayyid Saab, the time for Sahri is there, we will be up. Okay, and many people, alhamdulillah, the time of namaz, we're going to offer the prayer.
Timekeeping was very important.
Timekeeping, and I feel like we can do it. It's just in Ramadan, there's a more focus on it. And then outside, we kind of you take the foot off the gas, as they say. Whereas we shouldn't. For these things which are, you know, obligatory, then not only this, it's up. I want to also add this as well. You know, the way we behave with people. In the month of Ramadan, I hope it was good as well. I hope with our family members, everybody was treating them well. And to continue this outside of the month of Ramadan. Because it's very important. Sometimes a person gets caught up with everything. Work, you know, he's got, maybe he's doing some dini work as well. And then just our andaz, guftugu, the way we speak to people, the way we treat people. Always be self-aware. Self-aware means that whatever you're doing, you know, you're aware of it. You're not just blurting things out. You're not just behaving in a certain way for certain people, then you change that mannerism. Be more self-aware, self-conscious, inshallah. And inshallah, when you develop this, this is such a powerful trait. Then inshallah, you're going to find more control over your life. Sometimes we see that people are just cruising through life. Day comes, night goes, and it's just normal habit routine. But when you become more conscious of your time and your actions, you find a sweet pleasure in that and a sweet happiness in that, where you're able to fulfill the commandments of Allah and you're able to... I want everyone also, Sayyid Sahab, the way we were with the Quran. Alhamdulillah, Da'at Islami is producing so much literature now, especially under the guidance of the Honorable Mufti Sahab, Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi Sahab and his team, mashallah. You know, we have Tafsir Miftahul Ihsan. We have, you know, Kanzul Iman translation. We have the Clear Criterion from Ustad Kamal Al-Madni Sahab, alhamdulillah, and their whole team as well. These types of works, which are Quran translations, alhamdulillah, you know, checked by Da'at Islami. I would humbly request that everybody purchases this and reads this as well at home. Read it and give your children as well and get them on this path that they are reciting the Quran and reading it with translation and commentary as well.
MashaAllah.
Alhamdulillah, many have developed this connection with the house of Allah. We've been spending a couple of hours every day in the house of Allah Azza wa Jal. So my humble request to the viewers of Madani Channel, inshallah, is maintain this relation that you had with the house of Allah. Normally, what do we see? As soon as the month ends, as soon as the Eid is done, the next time that many might go to the house of Allah is Jummah or the next Eid. So it's a humble request that don't do that. Inshallah, on a daily basis, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, whenever you can, try to visit the house of Allah, Azza wa Jal, inshallah.
مدنی چینل والے سارے اسیں کہ انشاءاللہ ساڈے ہاتھ تے زبان کول اسی کوشش کریں گے دوسرے مسلمان محفوظ رکھیے کہ ایک کامل مسلمان دی نشانی کہ المسلم من سالم المسلمون من لسانه و یده تو اللہ تعالی مدد توفیق عطا فرمائے
ماشاءاللہ ماشاءاللہ a very simple advice for everyone that if you want your life should run smoothly and peacefully instead of finding faults into another better find good things in them to make the life to run smoothly.
Subhanallah.
अच्छाई देखने की आदत बनाएं तो इंशाल्लाह आपकी लाइफ भी इजी हो जाएगी. जो कहते हैं ना जिसको अच्छाई देखने की आदत है उसको कांटों में से भी अच्छाई नजर आ जाएगी और जिसको बुराई देखने की आदत है उसको गुलाब के फूलों में भी जो है ना वो कमी या खामी नजर आती है. तो ऑलवेज ट्राई टू लुक द पॉजिटिव साइड एज वेल. ये नहीं कि चल नेगेटिव साइड एक वो नेगेटिव साइड है जो कि एक वाकई इस्लाह की तरफ आए लेकिन अब हमारा जो देखने का वो होता है वो लोगों को डिग्रेड करने के लिए होता है लोगों को बदनाम करने के लिए होता है ये चीज़ नहीं होनी चाहिए. अल्लाह करीम हम सबको अमल की तौफीक अता फरमाए. जी राइट आंसर क्या था चलाइएगा. और राइट आंसर डेफिनेटली सैयदना अबू बकर सिद्दीक रदी अल्लाह तआला अन्हु द फर्स्ट खलीफतुल मुस्लिमीन माशाल्लाह. अल्लाह करीम ईद की हकीकी खुशी अता फरमाए. लुक आफ्टर योरसेल्फ कीप वॉचिंग मदनी चैनल. हैव अ नाइस ईद डे. सल्लु अलल हबीब सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला मुहम्मद sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.